We're all busy, and that's why sometimes you want a good drink and you want it fast. So strap in and hold on tight, friends. This is the 3-Minute Bartender. I'm not sure who the vodka lobby paid off to make it so there's one drink you can order before 11 a.m. and not get looked at sideways, but I think we all know which one it is. And no, I'm not talking about a mimosa. In my book, a mimosa is just orange juice with a bad attitude. I'm talking about the Bloody Mary, that crimson concoction that has bedeviled so many a brunchgoer. And I have news for you, dear listener. You do not need to go to brunch to have Bloody Marys. In fact, you can make them right there at home, and you can do it any time of day. You can even have them, dare I say it, at night. As you probably know, at its heart, the Bloody Mary is vodka with spiced tomato juice over ice. And if you're in a rush, you can stop there. Don't let me keep you from a cool drink on a hot day. But a carefully constructed Bloody Mary is a thing of sublime beauty. Take a little time with it, and it will pay you back in pleasure. Here's what you need. Vodka, tomato juice, lemon juice, salt, pepper, cayenne, Worcestershire sauce, celery, olives, and any other garnishes of your choosing. You also need some ice, a shaker, a strainer, and a tall glass. If you're from the Midwest and want to feel at home, go ahead and lay in some skewers, along with some tater tots, a hard-boiled egg, a few sliders, a bacon-wrapped hot dog, and an entire fried chicken. For lo, I have been to Wisconsin, and I have had to ask for a doggy bag for my Bloody Mary. Got your stuff? Okay, here's how to make it. Start with your seasonings. Go ahead and hit your shaker with salt, pepper, cayenne, a couple dashes of Worcestershire sauce, and a squeeze of lemon. I could give you measurements here, but we're all adults. Don't be coy with me. You know what you like. Purists will use celery salt here, but I for one don't believe celeries have salt. So I say forget it. Next, add 2 ounces of vodka along with 2 ounces of tomato juice per drink. Now toss in a handful of ice, put the top on that sucker, and shake your groove thing. Shake your groove thing, shake your groove thing, yeah, yeah. Now strain it over fresh ice into a pint glass, shove a celery stalk in there along with a couple olives and whatever else takes your fancy. I like pickle spears myself. Several notable cocktailians lay claim to creating the Bloody Mary, including Fernand Petiot of Harry's New York Bar in Paris, who says he created it on the spur of the moment in 1921 out of just vodka and tomato juice and called it the Bucket of Blood. Later, he made it famous at the King Cole Room in New York City's St. Regis Hotel. You can still get a very, very fine Bloody Mary to this day. Some folks claim the drink is named after England's Queen Mary I, or after Hollywood star Mary Pickford. Pish posh, I say. That's right, you heard me. Pish motherfucking posh. Because do you know who Fernand Petiot made that fateful first Bloody Mary for at Harry's Bar in 1921? A guy named Vladimir Smirnoff. As in, yeah, you get it. No kidding. You know what else sounds like Vladimir? Vladimiri. It's too beautiful not to be true. There are as many variations on the Bloody Mary as there are people who want to cover the taste of liquor by putting it in tomato juice. You want to make it with tequila, it's a Bloody Maria. If you make it with Clamato juice, it's a Bloody Caesar. If you make it with a gin, it's a Red Snapper. If you make it with absinthe, it's a Bloody Fairy. And now, as I like to do on the 3-Minute Bartender, I'm going to leave you with a joke. Mary had a little lamb. She also had a duck. She put them on the mantelpiece to see if they would fall off the mantelpiece. I invite you to follow me at The Imbiber on Instagram and Twitter and at WWD_podcast. Finally, we talked about a lot of Bloody Mary variants, but there is one I left off, the Virgin Mary, which has no booze. And you know what they call that in Australia? A bloody shame.